This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
I can't hear myself. Hello. Good evening and welcome to Access All Areas. I have a very special guest host this evening as Lizzie is still away. The very gorgeous Tallulah Eve.
Hi.
Hello. How
Thanks
are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm really good, thank you.
What's been going on?
Loads. I mean, I've just been like focusing on moving into my new place in West London, so I've been busy with that. But
okay.
It's super cute.
Very stressful moving, right?
I've got a spa, got a cinema.
What?
I've got a rooftop garden.
What?
It's so nice. I'm loving life in London now.
Do you have a sugar daddy?
Maybe. No. next question. I'm joking. No. All my hard-earned money.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Have a spa in your house. That is very impressive, to be honest.
So what is but no boyfriend.
Well, I mean, so what's
that? I'm a masseuse, but no boyfriend.
Is that the next
about?
Thing?
Huh?
Is that the next thing? Find
a
boyfriend.
You know me. I always want a boyfriend. I love boys.
There hasn't been anyone on the scene?
There's been the odd few.
Really?
But none that have really stuck around.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still on the hunt for love.
Oh, tell me about it. I went on my first date in Nine months. My first date in nine months on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. How did it go?
It went pretty well. And then he was like, well, I'm going back to Canada on Friday.
So
I was like, okay. Well, bye then. That was fun.
Oh, short but sweet.
Short but sweet. But, you know, got me... I was going to say back on the saddle, but it wasn't that kind of date, you know.
I got on a dating scene date.
Well, it's hard, though. Is that how you're feeling this year?
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's kind of...
some crazy holidays, yeah.
Okay, but I'm not really one for a holiday romance, are you?
Yeah, I love a holiday romance. Have you not read the stories about me, babe?
Tell me.
Last year, I got my heart broken by this German guy called Johnny.
Okay.
I fell in love with. We were, like, besotted by each other.
Right.
And then he found out I was trans.
Oh.
I went crazy about it. I was like, asking me if I've got loads of diseases and stuff. I was like, I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. So,
did that actually, that would have hurt, that would
we
mentally
so
kind of.
We were so besotted by each other. It was like the whole holiday because he didn't know.
Right.
And then when I came back to England, he must have like Googled me or whatever because I lied to him and I told him my name was Eve instead of Talina Eve so he couldn't Google me. I do that quite a lot with boys. They're like, oh, what's your name? I'm just like, oh, Eve, so they can't Google me. Because I don't like him to judge me straight away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can totally understand that.
So, it just didn't end well. But I did have an amazing holiday with him.
Okay.
And then I found out that his girlfriend back in Germany, right? Because I didn't know he had a girlfriend.
His girlfriend
back in Germany is like an Olympic gold medalist.
A German Olympic gold medalist.
Yes. Wow. I was like, okay.
So what happened then?
So then,
that was just it.
Yeah, that was
boom,
it.
Done.
But he still stalks me because I see it on my Instagram.
Oh, he's still looking on at the all Insta my stories.
Yeah,
I see.
So I know he still wants a bit of the cookie. Yeah.
Are you going to give it to him?
I kind of liked his friend, actually. His friend was really cute, and he did try it. But
that's always the problem, right?
I know. I wish I'd gone there now.
Is being trans a difficult thing when you're dating?
So difficult.
Really?
That's like the first thing they judge. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So, it is super difficult. So I just don't really tell them straight away.
But
I let
I
them
guess
get
that
to know
to
me first.
Yeah.
And then they can make the judgment once they've got to know me. So it's not just all about me being trans.
Yeah,
do you know
what I
mean? Because there's more to me than just that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well... We'll both be single for the foreseeable.
No, I don't want to be single.
Well, maybe you could date one of our guests this evening.
Who's that?
Well, we've got we've just been outside with them actually, and they're both very lovely guys.
Which one?
Joel DeFontaine.
Okay.
And he used to be a dancer at Heaven. So.
Oh, wow. No, he looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I was saying to him in the green room, he looks like my dad.
Oh.
It's weird. Yeah, but, you know, he looks so cool.
I definitely wasn't expecting you to say that.
I know. Something about him just reminds me of my dad. It's weird.
Okay. But, well, maybe not him then.
He's super lovely, that.
Super lovely. Yeah. So we've got him coming up at 6:15. And we also have friend of the show, Charlie King. Of TOWIE and now personal training.
He's a looker, isn't he?
He really is.
He is a looker.
But
that
also
body
a lovely guy.
Insane.
You know how quite often people who... are handsome, you know, tend to be a bit arrogant or...
Yeah, and he's not like that, is he?
Not like that at all.
No.
So we're going to get him in a little bit after. Shall we play a little... Oh, actually, I've got to talk. I went to Eurovision last week.
Oh, what was that like?
What the hell? This is like the...
I didn't watch it, actually.
What?
Who won?
Israel.
Israel, okay.
In fact, that's could we get like that on the playlist? Netta Toy, thank you.
Israel's became kind of like a gay... capital now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, so Israel won, but unfortunately they will not be going to Tel Aviv next year. It's going to be going to Jerusalem.
Okay.
Which is a bit more of a religious experience than
Bible.
I was hoping
for.
But it was amazing. I had an amazing time. It was in Lisbon, in Portugal.
Okay.
And the weather was
good.
How
did we do in the Eurovision?
We came 24th out of 26.
Oh, gosh.
But,
never change it.
But she, Suri, our entry, did incredibly well. She had a stage invader. Someone ran onto the stage while she was performing and grabbed her microphone.
See, that would be my biggest fear.
Really?
You know, like the audience jumping on stage or like throwing tomatoes at you or whatever. Because obviously I'm doing music, aren't I?
Yeah, right. So could you do Eurovision next year?
I think that would ruin my career, babe.
Babe.
I'm aiming for the MTV Awards and the Grammys, not Eurovision.
Babes. Dana International.
What?
Huge trans winner, 98.
Okay.
She won in 98 for Israel, actually.
But what's she doing now, babes?
The clubs of Israel. I think you should consider it.
Yeah, my agent did say, he asked me if I'd want to do it. I was like, no.
Fair enough.
But you have got a really good cheesy song that would be perfect for Eurovision.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Daddy. It's inspired by people that I know that have sugar daddies.
Okay, people that you know.
Yeah,
got
obviously
it.
Not me. So yeah, I wrote that song based on like the inspiration of the people around me having sugar daddies.
Well, I need
and
to hear this.
And it's a very catchy song. You'd love it. It's such a like...
Why aren't you getting it in for Eurovision 2019? You might win.
Money.
Think of the money.
And a few sugar daddies.
an audience of 200 million. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Shall we play a little track?
It's not mine, is it?
Do we have yours?
No, we don't. We don't. Oh, okay. No one has mine, babe.
Oh, okay, fine.
It's exclusive.
Well,
at the
not
minute.
For now then. So let's play a little track and then we'll get our first guest to Ireland.
Awesome.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn. But I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. It was a crush, but I couldn't get enough. It was a rush, but I gave it up. It was a crush. Now I might have wanna say too much, but that's all it was. So I gave it up. I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Now I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn, but I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. Kept saying I'ma stay in touch, but that thing went bust, so I gave it up. Ooh, no tricks, no bluff, I'm just better off without them cuffs. Yeah, the sun won't set on us. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Chatting all the tea about sugar daddies and our very cute next guest, Joelle de Fontaine. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it is.
It's right here.
You can say Joel if you want to, but
Joel.
Like, I say Joel because I'm from Bermondsey.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's actually Joelle, but it just Joelle de Fontaine sounds
it's
like
different.
It sounds very like like you can buy me or something. Like that. Sounds very, you kind of can. It's like £14 if you're going to get class. So I'm kind of cheap as well.
Yeah, you're here to talk about your classes, right?
Yeah.
Your
and studio. The company, like At Your Beat.
Yeah, come tell us about it.
Well, basically, it's a dance fitness like company. It's based around like finding your own beat and being yourself and kind of not giving a fuck about not bothering about what anyone says.
You can swear.
I'm like honest and good. Yeah, it's like about doing what you want to do, and it's a really community based thing because like I'm a Londoner and I'm from here, and I had like a shit upbringing and stuff, and was alone and stuff, and felt like okay, I have to create my own family, so I'll create like a company that is about the family there. So it's called AYB Fam. And so if you come to London and you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, everybody loves dancing. Do you know what I mean? Even if they can't dance,
I love dancing.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly.
In the
so you go
after
here
a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have alcohol there, but like I think some probably do because their moves are a bit shaky. But like you can just come here and dance and do the fitness. It's grew really quickly, grew really big, and now we're opening up in New York next week.
Wow.
So we're opening up our own studio there. We have here in Leicester Square as well. And
Leicester Square?
Yeah, I know. Like, we're just bougie like that. We're like, I was like, I want to go up in now out. So I went over to Leicester Square. And then we're always teaching and training like celebs and it, but it's good because you have classes where there's celebrities in them and just regular like down to earth, like a dinner lady might be in there as well.
I need to come along.
Do you know what I mean?
Can you tell us what celebrities?
No, yeah. Well, I can say like there's some like I did have this like that male model John Courtney Jenner.
Well, he sounds like he's hot, but I don't know who
like,
he is.
Like he come before and okay. Walked to the class, like, and then we've had. There's been some other people. I can't really say anyone.
Okay,
because
that's fine.
I don't think I'm supposed to say
confidentiality.
So what do you do? So you teach? Do you teach the classes?
Yeah, I teach only. I only teach one class a week because like.
Because you're lazy.
No, because that as well. Like because the time it is. That's the time that black people don't get up. I don't get up that time. So I'm like, I'm not getting up early. But I teach, just one class. But we have like 30 instructors over here, and then in America now. I don't know how many instructors they have. I've not really met them all.
Okay.
Like, but it's weird. Oh my god. Yeah, and so I teach a class. Strut Beat is the class that I usually teach,
okay,
which is like kind of like extra. That's the thing, every single class is extra. You gotta be extra as fuck. You can't go in there, and if you're like this in the class holding your arms crossed,
love
I'm always
that.
Like to you, babes, you're not gonna shuck out like that. You need to let it out, like just let go.
Do you do the whole like
free.
Vogan thing?
Yeah, like we've done that.
I
as well.
I wanna learn how to do that.
We did that.
Vogan
yeah.
So
that was weird. But no, we did like we do the Vogan stuff, we do Bashment, dancehall stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of us. And we do classes, Peaches and Scream, which is about asses, obviously, and Scream.
Can people come and watch?
They can watch. Like, you can watch the classes. I kind of tell people, if there's an audience, then you're doing something right. Do you know what I mean? So don't get scared of people. Just stick your butt out even more or something.
Mm.
But I'm bad influence. So my company is basically my kind of weird behavior.
Okay.
As pushed down into people.
Right.
Like, but not force-fed.
Okay, yeah. No, don't want to force feed anyone.
No,
that's a good point.
Like that. It's really good. You would love it.
You mentioned your background.
Yeah.
So is that kind of what inspired you to do this?
Yeah, like, because I was in the house. I felt this is like such a sad story, but it's like, it's a really
obviously
good one.
Obviously not, because
exactly. But
that's
it makes
a good
it's
conclusion.
My way I tell people, like, don't give me excuses or try and say, oh, I can't do something. Because I'm like, so when I grew up, I was like 11, then my mum just kind of left the house and went to Coventry of all places. I was like, why did you go to Coventry? Just left me there in London in my house on my own. And so she took my brother
and
sisters.
Were you literally on your own?
Yeah, until I was like 15.
Wow.
And so I just lived there, and I used to like sell sweets and cigarettes. That's why I have all these tattoos of sweets and cigarettes.
So you've like, always been like an entrepreneur.
Yeah, and so I used to sell them to kids at school. But they were the same age as me, so I wasn't doing any criminal activity. I was selling to people whose parents should have told them that they shouldn't buy cigarettes from me.
Dealer.
Yeah. And then I was making clothes, spraying graffiti on clothes, like tags and stuff. Like it was back in the day when everyone was like wearing ghetto, like putting their tags on them, you know, like whatever here. But I was like, well, let me make it pretty, let me do it like this. Like this is just a bit too much. And so then I was selling that to people and making money whilst I was going to school still. And I finished school, and I was the only child of my mum's kids, like who finished school, considering I had no one there. So I was like, whoop, whoop.
Well
and
done.
Then I left and there was loads of other drama and stuff, and then I was homeless for a bit, and then I came back from being I stopped being homeless. Like it was like come back on a journey. Yeah. And then I started to try and create my own like like life and stuff based on what I thought. Like, okay, if I don't have people, how do I create people to be around me that I like and that can bring stuff to be around? How can they bring it to other people as well? And so I was like, okay, this is the way to do it. I'm going to create this thing. It's going to be at your beat. You do things your way. You don't care what people say. You do everything you want. And then hopefully that will turn into something. I was doing everything my own. And I thought, ugh, I'm going to be poor forever. And then it started to build. And I mean, I'm still poor, but I'm happier. Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, it was just kind of like, it was kind of like a thing for that, to try to show people that it doesn't matter where you come from or what you did before. You just got to work, kind of like, do your own thing. And eventually it will turn into something.
Yeah.
Because you're in your own lane.
Yeah.
It sounds so cheesy.
No, I think it's the same with most people's lives, isn't it? I think... I definitely didn't have an upbringing like that. You know, I had a fairly nice upbringing. But, you know, you still have to find your own path and you know, what
you
want to do.
You've got to make it for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, my story is quite similar to yours.
Yeah.
So I completely get where you're coming from.
Yeah, you can't just, like... I always say, don't be... I always say as well, because I'm a dancer, so I was like, to all the other dancers that come dance offs, I'm like, be a smart dancer. Don't just think being pretty
and
do whatever...
And it's a good way to express those hidden feelings and emotions.
Mm-hmm. You've got to build yourself up. And then you can build other people up as well.
Yeah.
So when you've done something that's been kind of like rubbish or whatever, and it's like, where was me? And you've had your moment. When people start going there, you're actually the best person to say to them, do you know what? Just think of like this and just think like that and just kind of like look outside of the box rather than being in your emotions and being like, oh my God, this is the world on my shoulders. It's like, it is, but it's
so
on your shoulders because you can handle
it.
It's
so easy to get into that mindset as well. Yeah.
So I just like, I get into that stuff. I love it.
Well, it's very impressive, I have to say.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. I want to come along. I'm definitely going to come along.
You should come to the classes.
Yeah, when's the
I won't be
one?
There because I'm going to New York after this, but there'll be the other instructors who are amazing as well.
I want to learn how to twerk properly.
See, I can twerk just standing
my ass is big enough that...
Yeah, it's just about how...
It's the back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the back and the knees. You've got to bend your knees, so you've got to do like you're doing, like you're about to do a shit or something.
Yeah.
And you're just slowly going down because the toilet's like manky or something like that, and you're slowly lowering down. And then
I just
once,
look
before
like
you
I'm
do
squatting
it,
for a... No.
That's
what I look
thing.
Like
people
when I try and do it.
People put their hands on their thighs... outwards and then their heads up and then they're looking forward and that looks like you're doing shit.
Yeah.
So I always say
exactly
people,
that's what I
like,
look
how
like.
Sexy.
I know. Like just put your head down and then hands turn the other way around and then straight away you look like work. You could do something like that, yeah. So
what,
it's easy.
What about white people twerking?
Oh my God, white people can twerk as well. I mean really? They don't have as much arse, but they've got like lots of
you can still do the movement. Got,
yeah, you can do the movement and they're very powerful. And so they can still twerk as well. And they're like, oh, I can't twerk because you have a really big butt, and I'm like, well, Miley Cyrus doesn't have anything, and she managed.
I was gonna
be blasphemous on radio and lie to the gods. Yeah, she didn't do anything. Yeah, but you know, you can still twerk. You can teach anyone, and anyone can dance as well. Anyone can dance. Anyone can do fitness. There's just you do it at your pace. So if your twerk is like. Kind of like
more jerky.
Then that's your twerk, isn't it? Take
I
it.
I just tend to do a bit of a wiggle.
That's your twerk then. Yours is a twiggle. That's what yours can be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yours is a twiggle.
Yeah.
I actually really like that.
A twiggle instead of a twerk. That's my.
I think
move.
You should.
I'm thinking. Stop saying it now.
Yeah, that's my thing now. A twiggle.
Now I hear as well you were also a dancer at Heaven.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That's how I started.
How does that even come around?
Well, I was actually.
Who did you sleep with?
No, I didn't sleep. No, I was such a good boy because I don't drink. I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. Like, I'm a thief though. No, I'm not really. But like, and so I went to the club, and then I that's where I didn't know anyone there. And I went there, and someone was like, I was in the queue. No, in the, by the bar, trying to get cranberry, as you do, yeah?
Yeah.
And then the guy, this person was just trying to touch me, and I was just like, oh my God, I guess this is what they do. This is what you're supposed to have. This is the way it's supposed to be. So I just kind of stood there. And then,
This is love.
Oh my God, he loves me. Oh, marry me. Oh, yeah. And I was like, no. And then the barman was like, oh, stop it. And then he let me go. And then he was like, oh, what you're right. I was like, what you're a dancer. And I wasn't a dancer. I didn't train or nothing. I just said, yeah.
Wow.
Like, I was just thinking, people are talking to me. I'm going to tell them everything they want to hear. And I was like, yeah, I'm a dancer. And then he was like, oh, you should. Like dance here, they have looking for people, and I was like, okay.
And so then it was like, but then after that, yeah. So I said, okay, and then I started dancing there. They just got me on stage.
Like
it was really good. I was shit. Like I was so shit.
I don't think anyone would have cared what
they
the quality
care.
Of your dance
no,
was. To
no
be
one
honest.
Was really bothered.
As
you
as
just
long as you look good.
Yeah, good
buddy.
And I was just dancing on stage, and then I got better.
Because then the other boys started coming. I was like, oh shit, I can't just use this anymore. I've stopped being good. And then I was like, right, I'm going to train.
Work the power.
So then, yeah, that's how I got into it.
How long did you do that for?
I did that for like for free. I did it when it was Heaven First, and then it was Jay White. The other boys got sacked. Mm-mm. So that's why I felt like I was in Destiny's Child.
Yes,
and they sacked them, and I was like, I'm still here. And my friends got sacked. I felt really bad at the time. I didn't at the time. I feel bad now, but I didn't at the time. Right. And then I stayed there for a bit, and then after they made me do Porn Idol, not on it as a person, just as a judge.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, you've got to be more horrible to people. And I was like, I don't want to be. So then I just quit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
I like that job.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't want to be horrible to people. I was like, I don't want to just go on stage and be horrible to people. They're going to get it from everyone.
In the world, generally.
So I was like, oh, fuck that. I'm leaving. So then I left, and then I gave him my dog, because I had a dog at the time. That's just a bit of random information.
Oh,
and then I stopped working.
The Chihuahua, by any chance?
No, I like really big dogs.
Oh, isn't it?
So I had a husky before.
Okay.
But then this dog was a mad Rhodesian Ridgeback. She was fucking mad. She was called Coco, so I shouldn't call it that.
I don't even know what a Rhodesian Ridgeback is.
It's like I don't know what it is either. I just someone said
sounds like a snake.
It does, but it was actually like a nice. It's like a nice. It looked like a bit like a Rottweiler, I think.
Okay,
yeah, I think that's what it is. And then I just gave that and I just quit. But dancing was actually really good for me because it made my skin thick. Yeah, it made me thick skin and
well,
stuff.
Well, I guess because gay clubs are kind of notorious. People are going to be like,
pick at everything.
Or they'll either really fancy you or be a
terrible
dick.
If they don't like you, they're like, get out of my face. Like, why are you there? Like, why are you looking? Like, why are you doing this? They basically treat you quite mean there. So if you can keep them like going, then you're like, okay, I'm doing a good job. They threw stuff at us that last time.
Really?
But that was because Britney Spears was there. Britney Spears went there to perform, and then it was when she was on TV and she was like a bit.
She actually went into jail.
About that time when she was like, was like, you right? Are you loving London? And she's like, oh my God, space is great, or something like that. Mm. She then came there, and then we were performing before her, like with a warm up, and they're like, everyone was going, Britney, Britney. And I'm like, oh, you can't go out there. We stood out there, and they started throwing bottles at us.
No.
I was like, oh my God, this
that's
is so
my worst
evil.
Nightmare.
Yeah, see?
But so it happens, babe. But you might have to perform at JAY sometime, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you might need dancers.
Yeah. Oh, you can be my dancer.
See in the back.
Defo.
Blocking all the water bottles.
Can I just come backstage and like sit there and drink?
Yeah. Great.
Okay. Well, that's all I need. Do you know what I mean? So where can we find you on social media?
Oh, we're at your beat studio, and we have at you can do hashtag AYBFam, hashtag at your beat as well, hashtag AYB. Everything's kind of like a hashtag. Like,
got it.
You can do like hashtag strut beat. If you do
you're on Instagram,
yeah, that's Instagram.
Okay, fine,
at your beat, at your beat studio there, yeah. And then the website is at yourbeat.com.
Okay.
So it's really easy to find us actually. Like, you can't miss a beat. Da, 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 da.
Got it.
That was a good.
Love that. Yeah.
So that you can find us and come check us out. Instagram is great. You
need to get the hashtag trending Twiggle. Oh.
Twiggle, yeah. Twiggle. The Twiggle.
You do realise you won't be able to say this once I'm gone from here. I'm going to get on the phone straight away.
I want to see this Twiggle, to be honest. Let's get to it. Joelle, thanks so much for coming in.
No, it was nice.
It's been a real treat.
Like, you guys are so nice. I love it.
Oh, thanks. We'll be nasty next time. No, it's been great having you. And I hope it all goes well when you... Go to New York.
If it goes really good, I'll come back and tell you all about
it. Please do.
Well, I'm going to see you at these classes, baby. Yes.
Shall I play a bit of the Israeli winner of Eurovision?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
You're going to hear it right now. Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Netta, Toy.
I'm kind of dreading it a little bit, to be honest. Let's listen.
Ouch. La. Ouch. La. Ouch. Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome boys, too much noise, I will teach ya. Pum pum po, pum pum po. Hey, I think you forgot that I play. Is running away. The Barbie got something to say. Hey, 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 hey. My summer says leave me alone. I'm taking my Pikachu home. You're stupid just like you're smart. So. Wonder Woman, don't you ever forget. You're divine and he's about to regret. He's a buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up.
Answer with my dog.
are divine and he's about to regret. He's a buck up in the boom, buck, 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 boom, boy. Buck up in the boom.
Very excited because Ralph Rawl is in the building.
The craziest thing that ever happened to me, I did the Grammys with Lady Gaga. First I would hear a voice with count, or then you would hear a click. So I'm playing and everything is fine. All the rehearsals were great. Sound check was great. And I'm playing going, man, I am killing because I can't hear the click. And then I realized there was no click. The click was not there.
And so, if you also stop to think, then everything goes.
On a live show, I would be that drummer that stopped on the Grammys for the rest of my life, you know? I could be sitting in like McDonald's and go, aren't you that drummer who stopped on the Grammys? You know, and I'd run out screaming.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Change your mind, you better change it back or we will.
of the Human League, Tallulah?
Huh?
Do you enjoy a bit of the Human League there?
The Human League? What's that?
The band that you just heard.
Oh, is that them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I love that song. It's such a jam, isn't it?
Have you never heard of Human League before?
I've never heard of the name. No, I've heard of that song, Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, got it.
But I've never heard of that.
Okay, but well, yeah, that's interesting. Cute. Speaking of cute, we have our next guest right here. Charlie King.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very good. It's good to have you in here.
It's always good to be here.
You are a friend of the show.
I am. I love this show.
Well, absolutely. It's nice to have you in. But I have to say, you do seem a little bit down. I'm used to you kind of bounding into a room and being like, woohoo, hi everyone, and you don't really seem that vibe today.
Do you know what, my spirit's a little bit low. I've had not the best start to the year, and you know me, I always try and advocate like this positive lifestyle, and I always try and see the good in everything, but recently even I've been like, please, just someone give me a break.
Bit of hype.
Yeah, it's been a little bit tough.
It comes in threes.
Okay.
So
we've got, so far,
heartbreak.
We've got a heartbreak.
Scooter crash in Ibiza.
We have a heartbreak, scooter crash in Ibiza, and a couple of work things that haven't come off, which I was really kind of excited about.
So you're ready for the good bits.
So, well,
now.
That's it then. That's the it. You're done now. That should be,
I hope so,
the last of the bad luck.
I hope so.
The devil's finished dancing with you.
Do you know what? I feel like I'm possessed by the devil right now.
I've been there. The start of my year was exactly the same.
And mine too, actually. It feels like we've all had a pretty...
Apart from the scoot crash. But yeah, the heartbreak and everything else. Yeah, I can feel your pain.
Obviously, you kind of, from what I know, this was, and what you've just told us off air, this was kind of your first relationship, right?
Right.
So for it to come to an end would be quite heartbreaking.
It's been hard. I mean, I'm a real believer in like old school love, and it took me so long, as you know, to kind of get there and finally.
Well, to even admit it was what you wanted.
To admit what I wanted, but also just to connect with someone. I always thought that it was never going to happen. Yeah. And I think what this has done is it's kind of thrown me into like, oh my God, now I haven't got a clue about dating.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. The gay world especially scares me
it's
a little
quite
bit.
New to
I'm
going
to be honest. Like, I, you know, a lot of guys are very forward. I'm quite reserved. I just don't know. I just keep thinking, I'm just going to run away. I'm just going to go live on a beach somewhere in a house. I keep talking about it. So,
well, that is, of course, an option. But may I suggest that your talent or your presence would be missed if you were to do such a thing.
Thank you.
But genuinely, in a way, I think you're a good guy that comes from one of those places where not many good guys
come
from.
Like, what happened with the whole heartbreak stuff? Like, why did it end?
Well, just I think people go on different journeys, don't they? And I think that's what happened. That
so there was no like unfaithfulness or anything like that.
No. I think I don't think I'd be here now if that happened. Like, I pride myself that I'm a really good partner. Like, I'm super monogamous. I'm very caring.
And even on his part, he was like that as well.
Nothing but love. But I think you have to get to a point sometimes, don't you, when you realise that you're on different journeys. And I know that when I next see you guys, I'm probably going to be like, it all makes sense. I'm where I want to be.
But when you're in it, it doesn't feel like that. So,
well, it's funny because I've always been offered a lot of the dating shows.
Have you?
You can do it now. This is your chance.
I've been offered, and I've had quite a few in the past, like quite well-known people come up to me and say, oh, are you single? And I've always like, no, I'm not around. But
so you're back on the market.
I'm
now.
On the market.
Well, that's something to think.
Ready
that's something
for the
to consider.
Summer of love for you too.
That's true.
Yeah. So.
So celebs go dating the next series.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. I know they're casting for it right now, and we'll see what happens with that. But that could
you
be quite good.
You and I both. I need to be on it. Yeah.
Because I did Celebrity Dinner Dates, and that was quite.
I think I remember watching that once when I was really hungover.
Yeah.
But dinner date always seems to be like they match you with like the worst possible people or something.
Yeah. They're tragic, I think. They are though, aren't they? And like that's some of the homes as well, like no offense.
Well, and also, tell us about when you did it. What happened?
Oh God, when I did it, I mean the guys were so sweet, and again I'd never really been out with anyone before.
Way to like get yourself in there on a TV show.
Right in the deep end, but I I remember going to one of the houses and going into their living room, and there was like a cat, and there was all this cat hair on the sofa.
Had to have laughed.
And I sat there, and then I sat at the dinner table waiting for the food to come in, and there was like hair on the table.
Oh, nah.
And I just remember thinking, oh no, I don't want to eat this food. And he'd really gone all out for me, and oh, it just was so off-putting. I just felt no.
I couldn't do that show. I just couldn't.
But you could do Celebs Go Dating, because they do kind of set you up with people who are more matched to you, right? Well, that's the idea anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, your friend, well, I don't know, are you still friends with Gemma?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. She did it, right?
Yeah, she did. She was brilliant, though.
Yeah, I mean, legendary. I wouldn't want to go on a date with her. But I mean, because she was like, she was mean.
I love Gemma.
She's a bit upset with me right now, actually. I've been blocked on Instagram.
Why?
No.
She gets very upset. She had some, like, we've got a lot of mutual friends, and one of her friends upset her about something in the nail salon. You can just imagine.
Oh my.
And she phoned me when I was in Amsterdam a few weeks ago, and she went, Charlie, you got to block, blah, blah. I was like, block, blah, blah, why? She was like, she's disloyal. I was like, Jem, I'm not just going to block someone. You'll probably be friends with her tomorrow, and then I look an idiot for bloody blocking. And then she was like, all right, then, you've shown where your true colours are. Block. She hasn't spoken to me since. She's got the arm. I was like, but Gemma, you've been moaning to me about Arch, you've been moaning to me about Bobby, and you're still friends with him.
Yeah, true. Yeah, okay. Well, she's now with Arch, right? I mean, that's the new storyline.
I can't keep up with that. It's so cringe, isn't it?
I'm not sure I believe it, to be honest.
Do you not? I know I'm a little bit...
I'm not feeling it. Arch absolutely cringes me out.
Does he?
Massively.
Why?
Do you know him at all?
Of course, yeah.
And even then he cringes you out.
Yeah, I find conversation with him really tough. We went to the theatre, actually, end of last year. Me, Gemma and Arch, weirdly, with his mum.
Nice.
And he just can't talk.
Well, he's one of those people that's always looking around the room. He can't focus.
What do you mean he can't talk?
Well, you try and have it like, so what are you up to, or how are you, or whatever.
And it's just one-liners.
No, it's more like, yeah. He's just looking around all the time. He can't really focus on one person.
No attention. No attention.
But that seems odd for me for Gemma, because she's the opposite. She's like...
She commands, doesn't she?
She's talking to you, and you're being spoken to.
Yeah. It's a funny dynamic they've got. But, I mean, if it is working and they're happy, I'm all for that. I saw Bobby the other night, actually. That was the first time I've seen him in a long time at the LGBT Awards.
Oh, yeah?
And he was lovely.
Really?
She'd phoned me a few weeks prior saying Bobby's not been so nice, and he always has a little bit of
always on and off, aren't they?
They're on and off, and then apparently Bobby's got a little bit of an issue with me. And
really? Why?
Well, this is it. I never know why.
Were they trying to set you two up on the show?
Well, Bob did have sort of feelings for us.
Oh, really?
Which was very sweet, but I... No, but
interested.
I think he's a good guy, and seeing him on last Friday actually at the awards, I thought he was nice. Oh, and I met Callum Scott, and he's quite nice.
Oh, Callum Scott!
Yeah. Oh, I watched him the other week
he's
at the Gay Times
nice.
Thing. Yeah, he's lovely.
So he reached out to me actually a few months ago about personal training.
Okay,
you two
bet would he
look
did.
Cute together, I think.
He was wearing a nice boss suit, and I actually thought, he looked all right. But I'm really struggling, like, looking
slide
forward.
Slide in the DMs, babe.
Well, clearly, you think you're struggling, but clearly the spark is in there still.
Well, no, actually, I slid into the DMs.
Oh, is
there?
Oh,
I did.
Okay, what did you say? What did I say?
I said, I'm sorry I didn't get speechy tonight.
That's what I'd say.
I said, I'm sorry I didn't get speechy tonight. You're looking very well. And
oh, that is like, always a classic.
Shut up.
Classic.
And then he went, oh, you should have come and said hi. And I'd already left the event by then. And I was like, oh, next
taxi,
time.
turn round.
And then he said, oh, have a good day tomorrow. And then I thought, oh, he's not really...
It's not interested,
I don't know.
Maybe you just need to push it a little bit.
I'm terrible at pushing.
Just like loads of his photos on Instagram. That's what I always do. Like 10 in a row. Spam.
Really
spam.
Old ones.
Yeah.
Do you not get it when...
Barcelona 2015. Family photo.
Do you not think, oh no, like when I get a
I like it. I think, oh okay, they're keen.
Oh no, I'd say I don't like too keen.
Do you know?
No, I like subtle.
Oh, I like
I have to say, I'm the same, actually. I don't like it if someone comes on like way too strong. I get a bit like, I tend to get a lot of people who are into hairy guys. I find you'll get people that like all the pictures where I look my most hairy, which sounds kind of gross, but it's true. And that creeps me out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like it's happening all the time.
But what you've got going on here is shorter than what I've seen you before, right? Much shorter.
Just the tash now. Yeah. For the summer, I'm trying something new. I'm going to shave all my head off.
Let the skin breathe.
My hair off in about 2 weeks.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
What, going bold?
Not big.
Buzz cut.
But like a buzz cut, yeah.
Oh, that'd be hot.
Trying something new.
Yeah. I was thinking of going bold.
So I'm growing mine out. Something's growing
like
different.
I'm into it. I like yours. You could very David Gandy.
You could be one of those women, those fab women that's all about earrings.
Amber Rose.
Yeah.
I want that kind of look.
Yeah, I'm into it. You have to wear big earrings, though.
All the time, and like a little cute head wrap as well.
Yes! Very freeing for the scalp. I'm into it.
Yeah, I might do it, you know.
I think you should.
I could do it for like charity, you know, shave all my hair.
Yeah, babe, do it. I think you should.
Mm. So you just take my wig off.
You also had this accident.
No, I do actually have hair underneath my hair.
Underneath the wig.
Is that a wig? What are you on about?
The difference.
So you also had this accident in, did you say Ibiza?
In Ibiza a few weeks ago, yeah.
So what happened there?
So I went on this whole eat, pray, love moment. So in the midst of my heartbreak, I was like, I'm going to go to Ibiza, which is a very special place for me. I don't know if you've been, but there's something about it that I just love. And I thought, right, it's still not season out there. I'm going to go and have a good time on my own. I've got a couple of friends that work on the big yachts out there, and they've just brought them in.
Nice.
They're on like a little bit of a break before the boats go out again. So I thought, right, I'm going to go. And there was a boot camp going on out there. So I thought, going to go and get myself feeling good. Mm. You know, I'm back on the market.
Yeah.
Literally, day one, I thought I'm going to hire a scooter because I love going to watch the sunsets and the sunrises and going to the little off.
By yourself?
On my own, yeah. Okay. I'm really into that sort of stuff. Like, I like my own
Me
space.
Me too.
Good. And then, yeah, literally, I got lost on my little journey to the sunset, and it was on day one of the trip, and I just crashed the scooter into a wall.
So who helped you?
This car came up really fast beside me, and it made me panic, and I accelerated, and as I accelerated I lost control and then I smashed into the wall. The car drove off, but then the people behind, they stopped because the scooter went flying across the road.
Oh my gosh.
Just crushed against the wall, and I was in agony. I thought, that's, I have scary. Broken my shoulder here for sure. But I didn't.
So you didn't break anything?
Didn't break anything. I just ended up having
severe
bruising.
Really lucky.
I was so upset.
So you didn't meet anyone on that holiday then?
So it all just went very wrong. It was going to be a thirsty trip. Like, I was posting like videos of me doing like pull-ups, all like, and then literally the next day I'm battered and bruised and upset, and then my ex was calling me to see if I'm all right, and I was like, this was not the intention.
Not
like,
the plan.
But anyway, it happens. Oh. Got to trust it all, right?
Go back to the closing parties in September.
Oh, yes. Yeah, maybe you could. Yeah. Maybe you could, that could be your closure on the whole event.
Yeah, I mean, it's my birthday in August, and I always try and get out there in August, so I will definitely be going back out there. Mm. So, yeah.
So what about Tower? You were in it a couple of seasons ago. I think that was the last time I saw you, was when I came to do the press interviews at ITV.
Yes.
What happened there? Because you've obviously been and come back. And
it didn't
been
work.
And come back.
I'll be really honest about it, that the show for me is not the show that I was originally part of. I get that it has to move on, and they've cast it in a particular way. I honestly felt like what I bring and say the qualities I am as a person just get totally overshadowed.
They don't want it anymore, do they? They want fights.
They just want fights. You can see.
Yeah.
And actually the cast, and no disrespect to them, but they're not my cup of tea as people. I don't want to even fake having to be friendly with people whose morals and attitudes and this entitlement. I can't stand people that feel entitled. Mm. And I keep thinking to myself, come out of this show and get a reality check, because you're gonna fall very fast if you think this is your life now. So I stepped out again, and then obviously I got asked to do Body SOS, which I think I spoke to you about.
Oh yes, you did actually. Yeah that was with Vicky Patterson's
show for MTV, which we're just hoping to get a recommission on that, which would start filming in end of June, and then that would take me down to the end of the year. So fingers crossed that happens, because that was a real lovely opportunity to really get your teeth into
What's
people.
What's the aim of that show? Like,
it's a bit like the Revenge Body that Khloe Kardashian did. So we're taking individuals that are struggling with themselves, confidence, overweight, don't know about diet, lifestyle, etc. And we put them on a program, and we follow it, and we put them through their paces, and then at the end they do a big reveal.
Oh, wow.
And it's something that MTV are very behind now, like trying to advocate healthy lifestyle with youngsters. And it was a nice show. So it went well.
Do you enjoy doing it?
I love doing it.
And did you get on well with Vicky?
I did, yeah, she's good. She's a very switched on girl.
I feel she's quite professional, right, in those environments. She's, I mean, from what I know, I don't know her personally, but...
No, she's good. She was very proud of that show, and, you know, she's very relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a really nice team of trainers, mm-hmm. that we all really wanted the best for our clients, and obviously we wanted the show to do well. So it was a really nice thing to do. So that came out of the blue last year for me when I came out of TOWIE. Mm-hmm. So I just keep thinking... Charlie, anything can happen.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. And you need to remember that an email can drop at any time.
Yes.
That's the thing I always try to think about when things aren't good.
Now,
yeah.
Then,
so really, like, my fitness is my number one thing, yeah. And it's not even... I'm not reliant on the TV thing anymore. I've kind of made my peace with it, whereas in the past I've been desperate to get on the next show.
I've been there, yeah.
Truthfully, because you do, you get a taste for it, and you kind of really want to lap it up. But because now I'm known as a trainer, I do my... CharlieKingFitness.com. I've got obviously some really cool clients. I work with record companies, so then I work with their artists.
Oh,
I work with really some very well-known people,
yeah,
which I love. I love being around talent. I love being around people that are getting ready for a video shoot in 6 weeks' time, or they're going on promo for their tour or whatever it is. Yeah. And I get to be part of that. So the more I just keep putting the work in, I hope that in time I'll get recognized that, oh, you're because of... That body is because of you or what you've been doing with that person. And so, therefore, I believe that my time will come.
What you need is like an Amelia Freer style thing where it's like, where she did Sam Smith and Kirsty Allsop, and then everyone's talking about how she's amazing at doing this body transformation.
Yeah.
But it's difficult. It's a crowded market. And
it's very crowded.
There's a lot of people with a lot of ideas, and it's tough.
It's tough.
So many famous like Instagram fitness people. Yeah, it's big at the minute.
See, for me, like, Instagram is a great tool, but I try and focus on the actual real interaction with people.
Mm.
And if I think about who I'm training right now and the opportunities I'm given, I'm going back to trusting it that I'm in a very fortunate position that I'm actually already there. I just need the work now to sort of show for itself. I've got one client in particular that's smashing it, and if it ever got out, like when he does a shoot next, he's doing one very soon. I'm hoping that I can reap the reward of what we've been working on for the last few months.
Give him a shout out, babe.
No, because you have to wait until the reveal, don't you? Because otherwise you ruin the...
Yeah, but he's transforming right now, and he's doing very well, and he's got a really good following, let's just say.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. It's good.
Oh, good.
So we're hoping for positive things coming this summer, then.
I think it has to be,
Stay positive. Yeah. The problem is I'm just... spiritual healing or something.
I'm so emotional at times. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But that's just life, isn't it? This is all part of the story.
But the funny thing is I didn't know that you had broken up with anyone or any... But I could even tell on your social media that it's not who I've known you to be over the past couple of years when we don't know each other incredibly well, but I know who you are and I know your vibe. Do you know what I mean? So,
But again, going back to that very quickly before I go, is that with my social media, I try and be as authentic as possible. I've been struggling with this, and this is my journey, and I don't always want to just say, hey, everything's like shiny and glossy and lovely. I'm struggling. I've never been through heartache before. I miss this person very much. I love them very much, and I'm trying all these things to try and deal with it. I'm learning as I go, and you know what, I'm going to share this with you. And, you know, people seem to really like
it. And it helps other people that are going through
it. It does.
Because people can, they get carried away thinking, oh, your life's amazing. Well, we all have amazing lives, but, you know.
I get caught up in that as well. I'm like trying to make everything look good on Instagram. And it's like, in reality, like, I'm heartbroken or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I get that.
So, yeah.
Well, it's all happening, isn't it, to be honest? I think this is going to be, it seems like... All three of us have had rough starts to the
single.
Year. We're all single.
We need to get
Let's
out
just
there.
Get the hell out there. Do you know what I mean?
Let's all go to Ibiza.
Single me with Ibiza. Yes.
I've never been to Ibiza.
Let's
never
do
been.
It.
We've got
Let's
to get
go
you
and
there,
find
man.
Some mandem.
I need to lose like a stone and a half first. Then I'll go to Ibiza.
Yeah.
Well, look, you can do one of my programs. They're 150 quid.
Okay.
Bargain. Oh, do that, and then we'll go to Ibiza. We'll go to Broken Hearts.
Yeah.
The Lonely Hearts Club.
Yeah.
Charlie, thank you
Love
so much
it.
For coming
oh, guys, thank
in once
you.
Again.
You made me Thanks. Smile. Thank you.
Oh, good. Aww. See, that's the whole... At least, you know, we've done one thing this evening.
Yeah, good deed of the day.
You did. Cheers, guys.
Thanks. You can stay there for a minute, actually, Charlie. Tallulah, it's been a pleasure having you in.
Thank you.
This evening for Lizzie, who is thank still you. Away filming her whatever she's filming. We're not allowed to talk about it. We don't know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. What are you going to be up to in the next few weeks?
So just loads of bits and bobs, more shoots. I'm actually working on a project, but I can't talk about that one.
Fine.
And then my film's coming out next month, the film that I've been filming. And then working on my music and stuff. So yeah.
On Daddy, the video for Daddy.
Yeah, I might do that, actually.
I'll be down with it. I'd like to see it. Well, thank you so much
for
coming
in. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a real pleasure. You can finish your drink now.
Right,
she
thank
is.
You.
Thank you very much for listening. We have another special guest host next week. I won't confirm who. Is that right? I won't confirm who at the moment. But thank you everyone for listening. And I will be back next week without Lizzie Cundy for the last time before she's back from her trip. Thank you very much.
Love is a dog got a hook in me.